Hello, you're welcome to this episode of Otis Stories, your favorite storyteller, and a world of inspiring, faith-lifting stories. My name is Mrs. Elo, as usual, and I have an exciting story to tell you, but first I want to say that I'm excited to have you in this episode of Otis Stories. Thank you so much, and a big thanks to God for this ministry of the Holy Spirit and storytelling through Otis Stories. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, I have a very amazing, insightful, exciting story to tell you in this episode. And I love the story so much because it's really, really insightful. It's a very insightful story. It's worth listening to. It's worth the read, you know. And it is titled, In Short. This story is originally written by Otis Stories and inspired by the Holy Spirit. And as you listen to the story or read the story, you know, the power of the Holy Ghost will come upon you mightily. Hallelujah. Mightily. You know, there will be manifestations of the supernatural. Manifestations of the supernatural in your life. Those expectations will be made manifest as insights, as you receive insights in this story in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will give you perfect pictures and lead you to the right, to take the right step and make the right decisions that you need to in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So, I can't wait to tell you the story. And like I said, it's titled In Short. So, here is the story. I remember the day I gave my life to Christ. That was the very first day I attended church in my entire life. I was cajoled by my sister's friends to join them to church that Sunday. Being that I had a bit of interest in her, I had no choice but to join them. In my heart, I felt it was only a 2 hours affair, so I planned to engross myself in my smartphone. The service started right about the time we arrived. Well, after seeing how beautiful and gorgeous the girls at the church were, I totally forgot about Facebook for the meantime. I decided to focus on feeding my eyes with the beautiful ladies that were just everywhere. Come on, church girls even look so much better than club girls. And I kept exclaiming that to myself. Well, my staring at the church ladies managed to keep me off my phone till the message began. Immediately the pastor mounted the altar, I sighed. Yes, I sighed. I had the notion that preaching time is a time to sleep. But this one was different from what I expected. The pastor didn't preach that everyone was going to hell. He didn't condemn any action. He didn't speak badly about any denomination, unlike the pastors that I see on TV. Rather, he talked about the good news. For the very first time in my entire life, the good news sounded like good news to me. You know, I wasn't raised in a family devoted to church or Christianity. We were never taken to church. But during my university days, a lot of people came preaching the good news to me. But I just couldn't understand how the things they said to me added up. Things like the world is going to end anytime soon, and that a lot of unrepentant people are going to end up in hell, including some Christians, because of a tiny sin in their lives, and that only few would be allowed into heaven. I didn't really get how that was in any way a good news to be told. It sounded so much like bad news to me. On one occasion, I asked one of the evangelists who came to evangelize to me if he was going to be among the few who would be allowed into heaven. And he said, "Even me, I don't know. On the last day, I would know." That really pissed me off. I chased that guy from my room immediately, and henceforth stopped listening to Christians and anything they had to say. I felt there was no use. If those who know Christ are not even guaranteed heaven, why not enjoy your life, enjoy yourself, and boldly go to hell? And that was my personal resolve. Another thing I observed was that of my roommates' reactions. Whenever they are told the same good news from those evangelists, they would both begin to act weird and scared. They would become very sober and would resume going to church. But after about a month, they would reset back to the way they were. I don't know, but I usually assume that they eventually got tired of waiting for the end of the world to come. To my amazement, this pastor said something that I had never heard. He gave a detailed explanation of what man was like before he yielded to Satan and fell. Then he listed all the consequences and negative effects that this fall had on man and all creation as a result of the exchange of authority that man did with the devil. He started with the negative effects on women, and then the negative effects on men, as he listed them one after the other. I felt as though he was listing all the problems of my life right there on the altar. Initially, I used to feel that I wasn't just good enough for life, or perhaps born with bad luck, but there I could clearly see the cause of my problems for the first time. That gave me a bit of relief. By the time he was done with the list, I felt like looking for Satan to collect my own authority and power from him so that I could be free. Perhaps I may be able to fight for that of my sister and my girlfriend too. Well, I said that to myself in agitation. As I was still agitating to find Satan the devil, the pastor suddenly said, "Here's the good news." On hearing that, I shifted right to the edge of my seat. I was sweating profusely despite the air conditioner being put on. And then he went on to say, "Jesus Christ has fought the fight and won back all that we had lost. He didn't only win them back, he gave it all back to us and has also glorified us. We are now even in a greater state than Adam was in the beginning. Jesus has freed all humanity. But only those who believe in him and accept his perfectly finished work of victory will live in it. Otherwise, the devil would keep dominating that person. This is the master key to actively leave the devil's cage of slavery. The devil cannot question that because it is a done deal. I was excited that I jumped off my chair screaming, "Wow! Wow! This is good news!" I didn't even mind the large crowd, nor did I mind the ladies I had been looking at. It was just so great knowing the perfect solution to one's problems in life. The pastor continued, "Once you come into the body of Christ, you come into a covenant with God, sealed with the blood of Jesus that Jesus spilled on the cross. In this covenant, God has sworn to bless you. God has sworn to shield you, to help you, to abide in you, to elevate you, to be partial in favor of you, and so on. It is all written in the Bible, which is God's love book to mankind. But you have a part to play in this covenant, which is to believe that he is able to fulfill his part." We praise God for our freedom and for the unfolding of the benefits of his freedom in our lives. We give offerings and seeds because we are grateful that God is mindful of us. We see a loving Father in him. All the benefits of this freedom are downloaded into everyone that accepts Christ. That download is the Holy Spirit. He is a personality embodied with all that power and authority. As you pray constantly in the Holy Spirit, the temperature of your life changes to that of one who's more than a conqueror. I didn't want to listen any further. I just wanted to accept Jesus. I was totally satisfied and I was fully convinced. So God is this good. I kept muttering that to myself. So I ran to the pastor who was still standing at the altar. When I got to the altar, I was amazed to see a lot of people standing there too. It made me wonder if the entire church wasn't saved. The crowd was huge. As we stood there, the pastor concluded his message by saying, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Let's all rise as we thank God for his unfailing love for us. I had known that verse before then, but when he recited it, my eyes opened to see that my eternity is insured in Jesus also. All I needed to do is believe in Jesus. Well, I accepted Christ that day, and I could say for sure that my life changed. Freedom in Christ tastes a lot better. I began to pray a lot in the Holy Spirit. and listen to more recorded messages from that pastor. I didn't make any effort to stop sin so that I will go to heaven. No. Rather, the appetite to even do things that I never felt were wrong just began to die off as I continued to pray. The more I prayed in the Holy Spirit, the more my former nature began to transform and to change. All I did was surrender to the Lordship of Jesus, the one who purchased my freedom, pray constantly to the Holy Spirit, and constantly declare to myself that I am now in Christ. Therefore, all things and characteristics of my former slavery to the devil in my life has passed away. Now I receive, experience, and see new glorious experiences in my life in Jesus' name. I have received forgiveness of sins. I am no longer condemned or up for condemnation. In the name of Jesus. I didn't focus my attention on Christians whose lives still reflect slavery to the bondage of Satan. Rather, I focused on the reality of the insurance I had received and the covenant that God has with me. Even though manifestations were not all sudden, my life improved greatly and turned around completely. Strangely, 3 years later, I began to notice some uncomfortable occurrences, from an accident to a fire outbreak to a chronic illness, which I survived. This made me start doubting if the freedom of Christ was eternal. I didn't stop praying in the Holy Spirit, nor did I stop my declaration, nor stop listening constantly to messages rooted in the finished work of Christ. So I really wondered what the problem could be. I also began to worry if I was doing anything wrong. Things were just that way for 3 years, till I summoned courage to speak with the pastor who had led me to Christ the years before. He received me very well into his office, and after listening to me, he smiled and said, Psalms 34 verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. My brother, all you needed to know is this. All who believe in Christ Jesus are exempted from all evil. But if ever any affliction arises, God has already dealt with it. In other words, you may be praying and get a revelation of something evil to come. Smile and approach it from the point of victory. Do not be overwhelmed when challenges come. See it the way it is. That is, it has already been taken care of on the cross. Take out scriptures of victory over that circumstance and focus on them. As you do so, keep praying in the Holy Spirit. That affliction will fade away like a dust blown by the wind. Don't be scared when afflictions arise. Rejoice, for they have been taken care of by the one who we are in covenant with. Never let go of that. Never, never let go of that. They are just things the devil throw from afar to shake you back into bondage by causing you to lose your faith in Jesus. Okay? Indeed, I am not just saved. I am insured. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Wow. Yes, that's the end of this insightful story. And truly, it is, as I said, it's insightful. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. And once again, thank you for taking out time to listen to this story. I'm sure that you have, God has given you pictures. Hallelujah. The pictures he wants you to see as you listen to this story. And I believe, God, that your life has taken a greater turn in the name of Jesus. Your life is insured in Christ Jesus. Head or tail, you win. Head or tail, you win. You're not losing. Afflictions are taken care of. So you address them from the point of victory. We are in covenant with God. God is in covenant with us, but ensure that you are born again so you can come into this covenant where God has promised us a lot. He abides in us. He is with us. He works for us. He works with us. Wow. It's a life of bliss in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. I look forward to having you in my next episode of Otis Stories. Until then, keep enjoying God's victory. You can connect with us on Telegram, t.me/Otis Stories. You can send your feedbacks to the WhatsApp number +234705524042, and I will receive it directly. And you can also send it on the Telegram channel. You can send it via mail, otisstories@gmail.com. I want to get your feedbacks. Yes, I want to rejoice with you. I just want to know how the story has blessed you, has impacted you, and what you learned, the insights you got from the story, and the pictures. Yeah, the pictures God gave you as you listened to the story. God bless you, and I'll surely see you again and again with more insightful, life-transforming story by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you.